First reported case of swine flu in Erie County. News 4's Al Waters is live at the Transit Middle School in Amherst with more on this. Al?
Well, Don and Jackie, Erie County's first case of swine flu was traced here to Transit Middle School in East Amherst. Test results were confirmed today, just as the student, who is believed to be fully recovered, returned to class. Health officials say the student came down with flu-like symptoms last Tuesday. And the following day, an H1N1 flu test was administered by the family's doctor.
The test was actually sent to the New York State Department of Health Wadsworth Laboratory in Albany, and they in turn returned the results to us.
Today, test results from the state health lab confirmed Erie County's first case of the swine flu. The school remains open because health officials say it's only one case and the symptoms have been mild.
There's a downside to closing schools, a significant downside, and we need to make sure that our children are educated. Of course, we need to protect them, and we will, and we're doing various measures.
Williamsville School Superintendent Howard Smith told us the infected student returned to class today. And Dr. Smith says Williamsville has already been practicing good hygiene to fight the spread of the flu.
Daily, we clean our classrooms, our restrooms, our locker rooms, our shower rooms, and we monitor the chlorine and the disinfectants in our pools, and that's done on a daily basis.
Carol Russell told us her family is already prepared to fight the flu and reminds her 8th grade daughter every day.
That she has to keep her hands clean prior to eating, when she's done eating, prior to and after sports, and again, to just keep her hands away from her face. That's the important thing.
Now, health officials aren't really sure where the student contracted the swine flu. Travel to Mexico has been ruled out. Williamsville school officials are sending notices home and posting updates on their website. We'll have the latest. We'll have a link to that along with our story at WIVB.com.